For CJLO News, I'm Sasha Thiemann. In national news, an announcement by the U.S. government made on Wednesday declares its approval to resume Boeing 737 MAX flights. The aircraft experienced the longest grounding period in commercial aviation history following two fatal airplane crashes that killed 346 people. However, for Canadian Transport Minister Marc Garneau, not all safety concerns pertaining to the permission of Boeing 737 MAX flights have been lifted. Transport Canada is still conducting additional procedural tests on the aircraft to ensure complete safety for future passengers. In international news, the pharmaceutical companies Pfizer and BioNTech have shown promising results for a potential coronavirus vaccine. The vaccine, which has a 95% efficacy rate, would be reserved for emergency use in priority. This comes a day after pharmaceutical company and vaccine competitor Moderna announced a similar efficacy rate of 94.5%. With many questions still in place, experts caution people to focus more on the overall promise that this vaccine could bring versus the actual numbers. U.S. officials intend to use a small number of doses from Moderna and Pfizer's vaccine for an estimated 20 million Americans, with health workers and the elderly at the top of the list. Pfizer and BioNTech have announced their goal to produce a total of 50 million doses globally by the end of this year and will hopefully yield up to 1.3 billion doses by 2021. For more stories, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hello, you are listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Stephanie Suretsky, and this is the first time that Maiden Voyage is back on CJLO in about 5 years. The show first started in 2011, and then I took quite a long hiatus, so I'm very excited to be back with you all. And it's a bit of a new situation, not in the studio, as we are all in a pandemic, so we've got a pretty cool setup here that CJLO has at home. I'm able to broadcast from my house live to you all. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties right now. I can't hear anything that I'm playing, but we're winging it. It's going to be okay. I'm going to figure it out. Very exciting in this new time slot right after Hooked on Sonics, whose host Omar is one of my closest radio buds. And the show is going to be a little bit different than what I initially planned. I got quite a few requests from people, which was really awesome. So I've decided that I'm going to dedicate a majority of this show to requests that I've received from people, which is exciting. I always love doing that. We are a benevolent DJ on this ship. So in honor of coming after one of my favorite radio hosts of all time, I'm going to play Omar's request, which of course is Jimmy Eat World, which is a favorite of the two of ours. So I'm going to play him my favorite song, which is 23. Again, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
I'm still Didn't I do it for you? Why don't I do it for you? Why won't you do it for me? When all I do is for you. They wanna see us, wanna see us alone. They wanna see us, wanna see us apart. They wanna see us, wanna see us alone. They wanna see us apart. And I just want to feel your love. And I don't want to have to share our love. I try, but I get overwhelmed.
That was Cellophane by FKA Twigs, and you are listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. That was a request by my friend Alana. Thank you so much for that request. FKA Twigs' first album was a huge album that I played all the time on Maiden Voyage back in the day, so that was a fun way to kick off the show. So coming up next, this show is going to be kind of fun because we have a lot of different genre mixing. It won't necessarily be what you'll hear every week on the show, but very excited to have people throw in suggestions. And actually, surprisingly, quite a few of these next couple songs are actually going to be from artists that grew up in Calgary, which is my hometown. So that'll be kind of fun. If you yourself are listening and you do have a request or just anything that you would like to send into the show, you can text CJLO at 514-848-7471. That's 514-848-7471. And I will do my best to play a request. But if not, I will always keep a note and save it for another week. So the song that I have coming up next, and we're going to get into a bit of a song block so that you don't have to hear my voice too much is by a band from Calgary called The Shiverettes. This band was requested by my dear friend Ale, who is currently living in Copenhagen, but actually grew up in Calgary with me. So they suggested this band, very excited to play them. I actually hadn't heard of them before this. So when I was looking through their music earlier, I'm very excited to play it for you all. It's definitely a more hardcore vibe, so we're gonna speed it up a little bit and then we're gonna slow it back down. But first, I'm gonna play a couple of ads for the station and then we will get into that song by the Shiverettes.
If you made a compensation claim for abuse at an Indian residential school, the records of your claim are secure. They will be destroyed in September 2027 unless you choose to keep them or share them. To learn more, call toll-free 1-877-635-2648 or go to myrecordsmychoice.ca.
Calling all Concordia undergrad students, CJLO is counting on your support in the upcoming referendum. On November 17th to November 19th, vote yes for CJLO's question asking for a 9-cent levy increase. For less than a dime per credit, you'll be helping CJLO provide more services to students. Vote yes for CJLO on November 17th to 19th.
Please.
trying to find a way to talk about it. I'm also in the mind to just let it go. How to reach out my mind if I can't think straight? With the goodness of God, I feel too isolated. You called me, baby, I called you one too. Until you spoke to me with another voice. You said to me, despite so disappointed, didn't know what to do. I wish I didn't miss you. I wish I didn't miss you. I wish I didn't miss you. I wish I didn't miss you.
I was a fool for love. I was a fool for love.
listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Maiden Voyage, and I am Stephanie Soretsky. You just heard I Was a Fool by Tegan and Sarah. That was a request from Kat, so thank you for that request, Kat. Before that was Feist with I Wish I Didn't Miss You, Molchat Doma, and then the Chivarettes kicked off that clump of music. Coming up next, we have a bit of a outlier for what I would normally play on the show, but my friend Helen requested this song, and I never turn down a request. So if you indeed have one and you're listening right now, you can text us at 514-848-7471. The song is by Joe Dassin. I definitely Americanized the last name, but he's American-born, so I'm sure it's okay. And the song that Helen has requested is Et Si Tu N'Existais Pas, and so we are going to play that right now, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Si tu n'existais pas, dis-moi pourquoi j'existerais. Pour traîner dans un monde sans toi, sans espoir et sans regret. Et si tu n'existais pas, j'essaierais d'inventer l'amour comme un peintre qui voit sous ses doigts naître les couleurs du jour et qui n'en revient pas. Et si tu n'existais pas, dis-moi pour qui j'existerais. Des passants endormis dans mes bras que je n'aimerais jamais. Et si tu n'existais pas, je ne serais qu'un point de plus dans ce monde qui vient et qui va. Je me sentirais perdu. J'aurais besoin de toi. Et si tu n'existais pas, dis-moi comment j'existerais. Je pourrais faire semblant d'être moi, mais je ne serais pas vrai. Et si tu n'existais pas, je crois que je l'aurais trouvé. Le secret de la vie, le pourquoi, simplement pour te créer et pour te regarder. Et si tu n'existais pas, dis-moi pourquoi j'existerais. Pour traîner dans un monde sans toi, sans espoir et sans regret. Et si tu n'existais pas, j'essaierais d'inventer l'amour comme un peintre qui voit sous ses doigts naître les couleurs.
with a magic spell and candlelight. I need someone to tell me yes. I believe in things we cannot see. The world.
That was Florist with the song M, and that album is called Emily Alone. So it is the lead singer Emily, who has done an entire album under the band name Florist, but entirely acoustic tracks of them by themselves. It's been one of my really favorite quarantine albums, and I recommend that you check it out if you haven't listened to it yet. Before that was Chelsea Wolfe with the song Flatlands, again, another acoustic album there. She does kind of like goth rock, so this album is a little bit softer. Again, really love it. Flatlands was a song that I listened to on repeat in March when everything went locked down at first. And I figured that I would speak a little bit to segue into ads, because I thought that that would be a bit of a jarring sound experience for you all, so you get to hear my voice. Before that, you're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
The Garnet Key is a group at Concordia that serves in promoting a positive image of the university. These students hold high academic standings and are involved in activities both within and outside the university. For the months of October and November, the Garnet Key is thrilled to announce their first ever online art drive. This community initiative is entitled Show of Support and features the very talented participating BIPOC and Canadian artists. By partnering with the Center for Research Action on Race Relations, the art drive was created to help fight against racial injustice. From now until December 1st, you can show your support by going to garnetkeyartdrive.myshopify.com today and order a print for delivery or curbside pickup.
You are now listening to CJLO 1690 in Montreal. So sit back, relax, and let us take control. You deserve it.
I give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. Closest to heaven I'll ever be, and I faced is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. You can't fight the tears that ain't coming.
You just heard Phoebe Bridgers and Maggie Rogers with a cover of the Goo Goo Dolls' Iris. And the funny thing about this cover is that it began as an Election Day joke on Twitter, and Phoebe Bridgers had posted a little clip of it, her singing the song, and then everybody got really obsessed with the idea of her doing this cover. She said, you know what, I will cover this song if Joe Biden wins. And lo and behold, Joe Biden ended up winning. And so Phoebe Bridgers had Maggie Rogers come on to the duet as well. And they decided to put it on Phoebe's Bandcamp for 24 hours only. Any donation towards the song would go towards Fair Fight, Stacey Abrams' organization in Georgia, going towards the runoff votes that will be happening soon. So I thought it was a timely cover to play. So coming up next, we're almost done with the hour. Time flies. We have another request. This time it's from Emmy. We're going to play some of the Ravenettes. This song is called Dead Sound. And then after that, we're going to round it off with a little bit more of some timeliness. Yeah, stay tuned. I hope you're excited. That song was Simple Life by Maybe Babs, and we are heading into the last couple minutes of the show. I am very excited. It's been quite the experience doing this from my desk at home on this little window, not having the mixing board, but it was really fun. It's great to be back. I'm very excited to join all of you weekly. Please keep coming back. Please keep letting me know what you'd like to hear. We're going to have some nice weekly times together, especially when we're all stuck in the house as it gets snowy and dark. I mean, it's been this dark for the past couple hours, so it feels like the eternal midnight. But hey, we can get cozy and listen to music together every Thursday at 8 p.m. So what you can kind of hear going on in the background is some Dolly Parton. And if you haven't been keeping in touch with the news lately, Dolly Parton was found to have contributed some of the money towards the Moderna coronavirus vaccine, which is very exciting. I mean, who knows when these vaccines will actually be available, but the fact that they are supposed to be accurate is very exciting. And thank you, Dolly Parton, for your contribution to the cause. $1 million. I don't have $1 million, so thanks, Dolly. We appreciate it. I'm going to play you my favorite Dolly Parton song. It sounds very happy, but it's actually very sad, and it's a perfect 2 minutes. So we'll finish off the show with My Blue Tears by Dolly Parton. Go elsewhere. Go live.